to you this morning, talking about a mother's faith and incredible lessons in faith from this mother. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 21. If you got a Bible, I encourage you to go there and look at it. Read along as we go through this. Well, this is a desperate mom here. But there are some really good lessons about faith in general from this lady. Matthew chapter 15, starting in verse 21. So the Bible says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Incredible. What an incredible account. And there are several things to notice, but one thing particularly to start off to notice this, that this lady's faith, this mother's faith, Jesus himself says, this is great faith. That's the testimony of God about her faith. This is great faith. And Jesus doesn't say that very often. A lot of times he's sort of disappointed in the lack of faith of people, and even particularly Israelites who had so much light and direction from God. This lady's not an Israelite. She's Gentile, which means she's not an Israelite, which means like us. We are just heathen people. But her faith is what got answers from God. And this is a theme all through the Bible, that God responds to faith. That's what he responds to. And so this desperate mother, she has exhausted herself trying to help her daughter. I can only imagine. It just exhausted. And she hears about the Lord Jesus Christ and determines that she is going to go find him. So as the Lord's walking around, as he, I think in other places, he's even trying to kind of get away from the crowd. And she finds him, really kind of hunts him down, and airs out, you know, her family matter with Jesus Christ and really whoever is around at the time. Looks like the disciples for sure. Maybe other people. And then the Lord explains his specific ministry. He's going to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the Jew first. Then that ministry will be extended out. But to the Jew first. And when you hear the word the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he's seeking out people who are seeking him in Israel. And so she's not really a part of that purview, that ministry. At least that's not the plan that God has there. He's going to Israel. And now this outsider comes in and she's got a problem she is desperate for help. Her daughter is sick with the devil. However, that has manifested itself, I don't know, but It is a serious problem, a serious problem. And then when the Lord responds to her plea, at first she just gets ignored. And she doesn't accept the ignoring. She persists and says, "Lord, you have to help me, help me." And it's true. It's, if you don't help me, I don't have any other way of getting help. I need help. My daughter needs help. And the Lord says, "Look, this is not my ministry. What I'm doing is to the house, the lost sheep of the house of Israel right now." And she says, "It's not right to give bread to the dogs." And you know, that's what that's the illustration the Lord uses, and that's the description he uses of the heathen there. Don't give what's holy to the dogs. And she says, "Yeah, but even the dogs eat crumbs off the table." And at that point, Jesus is shocked. I would say shocked. And he says, "Great is thy faith." I don't even hear my own people talking like this. I can't, this is something that is so beyond what is the normal experience in ministry. Just Jesus going around preaching, and most people either come for the food or they just are curious maybe about what's going on. Even among the Israelites, they're not really much response. But this heathen lady has tracked down Jesus Christ and secured some help from God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And at this point, Jesus is, I would use the word impressed. He's so impressed. He heals her daughter and says, "Great is thy faith." And I'm going to show you a few things about faith in general. Because as you remember, this is God's testimony of this lady's faith. This is a divine testimony of what faith looks like when it's great. First thing I notice in this, she has the faith to find Jesus Christ. And I mention that because not everybody that Jesus encountered got this response from Jesus Christ. This lady has tracked down Jesus. She has made it a point to find out where he is and get a hold of Jesus Christ. And I think sometimes it's a little bit of a disservice and makes people lazy to say, "Well, you know, I understand God is omnipotent. I understand I'll be with you always," and all that kind of thing. But the fact that this lady sought out Jesus Christ shows you he has to be sought out. Over and over in the Old Testament, Israel is told, "Seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord." Just because God does some things doesn't mean you're a part of it. Seek the Lord, seek the Lord, over and over. And so this heathen mom recognizes Jesus Christ as the Messiah. She recognizes this man has the power of God. This man is God manifest in the flesh. What makes her endeared to Jesus Christ? Is it because she successfully performed all of Moses' sacrifices that he laid out? No. Is it because she successfully obeyed the whole law and now she's coming to present her resume? No. Although if you had listened to the law, you would have been pointed to Jesus Christ anyway. The law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. That was said for Israel's sake, for sure. But that's not what endears the Lord to this lady. It's faith. You trust that Jesus Christ is the power of God manifest in the flesh. He is the person of God manifest in the flesh. And he alone has the ability to fix this, to remove the unclean spirit, to get rid of it, and replace it with a good spirit and remove the infirmity and help this mom's daughter. She has faith, number one, to find Jesus Christ. In other places, the Lord, he's trying to be alone. He's trying to get away from the crowd, but he couldn't because this lady finds him. She hunts him down in desperation. The mom seeks mercy for her baby girl. And her faith to find Jesus Christ, she does this. And look, there's a difference in this time because Jesus Christ is physically walking around on the earth. So if you're seeking Jesus Christ, you can physically go where he is. If you're in that area, you could have physically gone to be around Jesus Christ. Right now, you can't physically go to Jesus Christ. So a lot of the interaction you're going to have with God Almighty and between you and the Lord, they're spiritual things. I'll give you an example. Paul said it this way in Romans about seeking. How do I seek the Lord? Well, if I'm this lady, I just go find where Jesus is. I go hunt him down, and I find where he is, and I get his attention, and that's how I seek him. However, and there has to be some spiritual components to that too. This is why some people sought him and some people didn't, even while he's walking around. But now, for sure, you can't physically seek him. So Paul would say it this way. God would render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. That's Romans chapter 2. So what's the manner of seeking? Patient continuance and well-doing. Someone is seeking the approval of God Almighty in Jesus Christ. Well, how do they do it now? You can't hunt Jesus Christ down. You can't physically find him. The transaction is spiritual. It's a faith to find Jesus Christ. This is the method of seeking out glory. It's the an honor from God and eternal life in Jesus Christ. Someone who seeks that. This is why we say, look, God is not he's not a fatalist. He didn't predetermine whether you're going to be saved or not saved. You make that choice. You make the choice to come to Jesus Christ. You make the choice to recognize I am a sinner who needs justification by God. I need that. And I'm seeking out now eternal life. I'm seeking out righteousness from God. This is a personal choice that people make. And this is the thing, the faith to seek out Jesus Christ, this is something that God said, this is great faith. This is someone who traveled a little bit. This is somebody who set aside everything in her day. This is someone whose sole purpose at this point in her life is, I have to get a hold of Jesus Christ. And the Lord says, this is what great faith looks like. This is what it looks like. Great is thy faith. It's the faith to find Jesus Christ. Second thing. It's faith that overcomes offenses. Great faith is faith that preserves through offenses. And there are a few in this little interaction here. The first thing this mom has to overcome is being ignored. I imagine we've all felt this way, maybe from prayer life, or you just feel like that God is ignoring what you're saying and your plea and your desperate need for help, and this lady is literally ignored. She comes to Jesus Christ, lays down her family trouble. My daughter is grievously vexed by this devil. Lord, help. And it says that he didn't answer anything. He didn't say anything. But She persisted. So, is your faith in Jesus Christ, does it have the ability to move through some times of silence? I mean, that's the idea. Like I know the only person that can help me is Jesus Christ. I got to get a hold of him. She works through the being ignored. That's an offense. And in fact, that's an offense the world points out. How come God doesn't do anything about this? How come God doesn't do anything about that? How come God doesn't do anything about this? You know what that is? That's faithlessness. It doesn't have the ability to overcome silence. It can't overcome silence. But this lady's faith is great. Overcoming being ignored. Boy, she worships and begs the Lord to help her. And her faith is stronger than her being ignored and even insulted. Then when the Lord does speak up, he says, I'm not here for you. I mean, the ministry will eventually cover your people, but this is not why I'm here. I'm not here to disperse bread to heathen people right now. We're going to the Jew first. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so after being ignored, he says, you don't give bread to the dogs. And she agrees. You don't give bread to the dogs. Meaning, she's the dog. Her faith causes her to not be offended when the Lord points out something about her people, her culture, all of those things. The Bible says, back in Psalms, it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And there are plenty of offenses to go around in this life, in this world. Plenty of things that'll derail you from trusting the Lord. Plenty of things that will cause you to wander from God. Plenty of things. Her faith overcomes these offenses. It overcomes being ignored. It even overcomes insult. What if God had something to say like that about your life? I mean, that's the idea, is Jesus Christ just said, your culture, the people you're from, this is just animal behavior. And I haven't come to minister to that. People get offended at stuff like that regularly as well. You hear the Lord point something out in your life that is, you know, you like it, but God doesn't like it. And that's really is the question at the end of the day. People ask, what's your opinion of this and what's your opinion of that? And the question is, what is God's opinion of this? What does God have to say about that? God's opinion, this ministry isn't for heathen. It's for the lost sheep of the house of Israel right now anyway, at this time in Jesus' ministry. But, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. So she hears this and not fazed a bit, not fazed at all. Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. What a response. What a response. And so it's faith to overcome offenses. And just be reminded, this is the faith that God said, this is great faith. Faith to seek Jesus Christ. How do you muddle through the world and you seek, where is Jesus Christ in all this? Where can I find the Lord in this? And you make a point to find Jesus Christ. Paul told you a little bit about how that works in people's lives in Romans 2. And then it's faith that overcomes offenses. And we have definitely become experts at being offended. I mean, we have learned how to do that at an expert level. What we haven't learned how to do is overcome the offenses, though. We've even learned to make up offenses. We can just make stuff up to be mad about, to be mad at God about. But that, all that faith that overcomes offenses, this lady presses on and gets an answer. And it's not even in the Lord's plans. I thought this is really profound about how the Lord changed his plans. This isn't in my plan. I didn't come to help Sidonian women. I came to help the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I mean, I will, you know, again, the ministry will go out to all the world, but that's not the point right now. So it's faith that overcomes offenses, and none of this is in the Lord's plans. But the Lord recognizes something, and this is, as I said, this is a theme throughout the Bible. Whether it's in the Lord's plans or not, what is in the Lord's plans is he responds to faith. That's what he responds to. Over and over he responds to faith. Whether he finds it with heathen people, whether he finds it in his own people, and the thing he doesn't respond to is faithlessness. Doesn't respond to unfaithfulness, he responds to faith. Her faith is that overcomes offenses, it's humble in the face of rebuke. And then we all get hurt by the Holy Spirit of God. When he points out an area of life that we love, but he hates. The question really isn't whether you got your feelings hurt, but did those feelings cause you to be unfaithful? Because that's where the temptation is. Here's Job. Such a profound story and history. And the point isn't whether Job is hurt in the process. Yes, he's hurt in the process. The real question and temptation is, did this hurt cause him to be unfaithful? Did this hurt cause him to accuse God of something that he shouldn't have accused God of? The question isn't, did I get hurt or did I not get hurt? Usually the answer is, yeah, I got hurt. But the issue is, and the temptation is, did that pain cause me to be unfaithful?